Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Always good to visit with our friend, Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Alan. How are you this morning?
Doing well. I saw earlier you had coffee. You've had a Lani. Are you wound up yet?
Oh, I've got all the caffeine. You don't have to worry about me getting caffeine in.
Nothing wrong with that, getting up and going this morning for sure. Well, Commissioner, a first-time ever event here at Kentucky State Fair. You're really brainchild. We saw you back at AT&T Morning Line. You're like, this is pretty cool. We need to do this. Tell us about Kentucky State Fair on the air.
Well, so the reason that I wanted to do this was to be able to promote Kentucky State Fair throughout the state of Kentucky. And whenever I walked in the morning line and they were doing what they were doing, I thought it was brilliant to be able to get out throughout the state of Kentucky on what the Kentucky Derby had to offer. And so starting the Kentucky Fair on the air to get you all from across the state of Kentucky to come out to let multiples of people come and talk to you about their different area of the Kentucky State Fair to help promote that on the first day so that, you know, we can get it out there. I mean, if you've never been to the state fair, come. You will not be disappointed. We have the best state fair in the country. A lot of people talk about other states, but ours is the best in the country, what we have here. Nobody else can do a lot of the things that we do. We've got the Sunshine Class. We're going to have over 80 participants of special needs kids that are going to show lambs and have a mentor to do that. We're going to sell a country ham for $10 million, and you get to go by and look at it. I mean, even at smelling, it's like 10 cents. And so we've got so much stuff. And I'll tell you, if you've got kids, Agland is the place to be. Last year, the kids were crying as their parents were taking them out of it. They loved it so much. They had so much fun. And what I wanted to do is make Agland interactive to where that basically as you go in and you're having a day on the farm, our employees are there, they're working, they're volunteering, they're doing all the things. It's truly just amazing. And if you're wanting a local flavor, we've got 22 Kentucky Proud businesses that are set up here at the State Fair. Seasoning, sauces, canned goods, popcorn. We've got 6 Kentucky Proud vendors that you can buy ice cream or hamburgers and all the things around. We got the cooking stage. It's going to be absolutely amazing to really highlight a lot of what we do in agriculture from a cooking standpoint. And then the livestock shows are second to none. We've got some amazing shows that are here.
And you love the State Fair so much, Commissioner. You bring your office here literally for the entire Kentucky State Fair.
Yeah, I have an office set up here. We've got almost all of our employees, I mean, unless they cannot come because of the duties that they have, volunteer their time to be able to be here, to go around and do the things that are necessary from being inside of the crop and the vegetable displays that we have here to the honey and bee exhibits, to the Division of Shows and Fairs, the State Vet's Office, our Midway. All the rides that are here, we inspect those, and we just love it. I mean, the State Fair and the Kentucky Department of Agriculture are synonymous with one another.
And I think that's what makes it special. You know, last time we were walking up the hallway and thinking, looking at the Kentucky Proud Cooking Stage, and Sharon does such a great job with that, and we're thinking, oh, man, we got to see this, and that's just State Fair for us, and I'm sure it is for you, too. Got to make it to everything here.
Yeah, absolutely. You try your best to see everything that you can, and I'm here for 10 days, you know, the entire 10, and so I get to see a lot of it, and I don't even get to see it all. That's the thing. There's a lot of the displays over in the 4-H competition stuff that I don't even get to see because there's so much. One thing I do want to highlight for our farmers that are coming up here with their families is make sure you go by the Raising Hope stuff that we have. Get your checkup, get your blood pressure, do the things. But this year, take an extra special precaution. You know, we just had an incident in Graves County yesterday where a farmer was actually able to be saved. It was a good ending to an accident. Got caught in a grain bin, was cleaning it out, soybeans, and got caught. Was in there for about 2 hours. Farmers tried to save him, couldn't get him out. First responders came, and because of what Dale Dobson does and Raising Hope and training local first responders, and because of the local Farm Bureau donating one of those turtle shell grain rescue bin operations, we were able to save that farmer yesterday here in Kentucky. And, you know, a lot of times those could easily go the opposite way, and we've seen that happen, but thank God that happened. So if you're a farmer and you're coming up, go to Raising Hope. Go to the booth over there, check it out, see what's going on, and just know that harvest season is coming and be extra precautious.
Well, Commissioner of Agriculture Jonathan Shell, thank you so much. Love the Kentucky State Fair. Love being here with you. And we're going to catch up with you and talk to you a little bit later, too. I know you got to get down the road here. But Commissioner Shell, thank you so much. Love Kentucky State Fair on the air. Thank you for the vision of putting this on the air this year.
Thank you, Alan.
Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair, I'm Alan Watts.